Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Just after this, I wanted to just...
I get money.
I make money. Shut up. That's what he said. He said, I make money. Shut up. Just after this, I went to the toilet. On the way back to my seat, I noticed she was midway through Googling how much manufacturing engineers make a year. She went to work. Have you ever had a meet cute before?
I'm a what?
A meet cute. Don't you know what that is?
No.
It's like in movies when you see a guy and a girl, they bump into each other and then she drops her book and then she goes, you know, that's
wow.
A meet cute.
Oh, yeah.
And then it turns into something. Or like meeting somebody at the cafe or the library.
Is that what it's
a
called?
A meet cute.
Meet
cute.
I never heard that term before.
Yeah.
Never.
I've heard it. I've heard it. No, I've heard it around. I've heard it in podcasts and shit like that.
Have you ever had those?
Nah. That only happens in movies, fam. That only happens in series, fam. It doesn't happen in real life. In real life, I drop shit when I meet somebody I think is cute. Like, when I meet somebody I think is cute, yeah?
Yeah.
I can't control my hands. If I have anything in my hands, I'm going to drop
you
it.
You lose grip, like?
I lose grip. My brain stops functioning.
What is it called? Grip strength. I lose it all.
I lose mobility. That's what I lose. I lose control.
My knee get weak.
Yeah.
That's what happens to me.
For no goddamn reason.
For no goddamn reason.
It's not like I just squat 150 kilos. It's just like the person is literally having this effect on me.
Effect on you, like
and
that.
I hate it.
Just because you looked at their face.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Just because I think you're cute, now you want to kill me?
It's very
nervousness.
Shameful.
It is. I remember like when I just came to Sweden, this one time I met a girl at McDonald's, okay?
Mm.
Yo, this was like so embarrassing. I can't get over it. It was like by the toilet. You know, sometimes you got to put in coins.
Yeah.
To be able to get in.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm there. Like I just took the coin out of my pocket and then she came around and I saw her. And then we kind of like had eye contact.
Mm.
And then I tried to take the coin and put it in the thing.
You dropped it?
I dropped it like, it's not like I dropped it once. That would have been understandable. Mm. I dropped it, tried to put it in, dropped it. I dropped it at least 5 times. I dropped it at least 5 times. And I could sense that she knows that I'm nervous, that I'm being nervous right now.
Wait, she was just standing behind you?
Yeah, she was standing like, she was trying to get into the other
you
stall.
You did not drop it 5 times.
I swear to God, I dropped it around 5 times. I'm not even making this shit up.
That's insane.
I was so nervous.
That nervous?
I was so nervous. It doesn't even make sense. It don't make sense. I can tell you now where I'm at with my confidence level. I might drop it like once or twice. But not 5 times.
5 times is crazy.
I was 18 at that time. So yeah, I had a real fear for pretty women.
He had a fear of pretty woman.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
It's episode 26. I'm here with Omarito, as you guys know.
OT, baby. That's what's up.
Welcome to Friends at Benefits.
Welcome back. I'm happy to present our first sponsor on this podcast, and it is from no other than Blacked. If you've never heard of Blackd before, B-L-A-C-K-D, look it up on Apple Store, or if you have an Android, which I do not recommend you have, look it up on their Google Store, yeah. And then download the app called Blackd. It is a Black dating platform. So if you're looking for that Black love,
you're
love,
looking for a little melanin.
You already know where you're going to find it. And it's guaranteed life. That you're going to find it on this app. We're going to leave the link down below. That's B-L-A-C-K-D. So yeah, make sure you download the app and let us know if you find that melanin goddess that you've been looking for your entire life.
Mm. Okay, let's get back to the episode.
Let's get back into the episode. Hold but like, you ain't never had a meet cute?
No. I'm pretty sure if you think deep enough. I would be scared if that even happened to me.
I'm pretty sure if you
but...
think deep enough, you've probably had a meet cute. If you think deep enough. Haven't you ever seen like a guy, someone you find them attractive and then you initiate a conversation? Or you try to go like...
I initiate a conversation?
Or you give them the chance to initiate conversation and they actually do. You know what I mean?
No.
You've never.
No.
Oh, you know what? Let's move on to the next. Let's move on to the next one.
It just doesn't happen anymore. It just doesn't.
I don't think it ever did. I don't think it ever did.
I think it used to happen maybe in the old ages. That's why I said like Shiver's dead.
Probably shit. I think I'm going to have to ask my grandma about that because I don't know.
Grandma? It's that old. Wow. Mm. Okay. Man responds to his own wanted post, wanted, you know, when they look for like people they want to lock up.
Yeah.
Post made by police on Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, I think I've seen this one.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I think
have
I've seen
you read
this
it
one.
I don't want to read it no more.
No, no, go ahead.
I just don't want to read it no more.
It was hilarious. No, no, I remember. It doesn't mean the listeners don't have to, because
okay.
I don't think all of them
anyways,
have heard it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so this is a post from the police department, and they said, wanted Wednesday, Anthony Akers, 38, is wanted by the Department of Corrections for failure to comply. If you have any information, please call. They give a number out and a picture of him, right? And then he goes to the comment section, Anthony, and he says, calm down, I'm going to turn myself in. The police department comments underneath his comment. Hey, Anthony, we haven't seen you yet. Our business days are 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Of course, if you need a ride, you can call our non-emergency number and then give a number out, and we will pick you up. He comments on their comment, this Anthony, the wanted guy.
Anthony's a fucking G.
Anthony is ballsy.
G. He don't give a shit.
But they're not finding him.
That's the weird part.
He's messaging them and they're not finding him. Anthony replies, thank you. Tying a couple of loose ends since I have probably been in there for months. Should be in there in the next 48 hours. He says. They respond to that. And no, another person comments and they ask the department, the police department, has he turned himself in yet?
Mm.
And the police department is saying to that person, he has not.
Mm.
And the person comments, Anthony Akers, a man's word is all he has sometimes. And it seems like you don't keep your word. And the police station write to him again because he's not turning himself in.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, I'm just not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah.
Morris Monday, dear Anthony, it is us. Last Wednesday, we reached out to you as wanted. You replied and even said you were going to turn yourself in. We waited, but you didn't show. After you stood us up, we reached out again, this time offering you a ride. You replied and said you needed 48 hours. The weekend came and went. We're beginning to think you are not coming. Please call us anytime and we will come to get you. Give out their phone number. Why is the police department flirting?
They're negotiating with him.
Literally. They're flirting.
Yeah. Anthony is not a man of his words, I'll say that.
So he answers them and says, dear RPD, it's not you, it's me. I obviously have commitment issues.
Wow. Wow, why are they talking like they've been fucking? That's what I'm trying to understand. Why are they talking like they've been in a full-on blow relationship for 5 years? It doesn't make no goddamn sense.
I love it.
This is a conversation between a police officer.
Yeah.
and a criminal.
A police department.
A police, a whole ass department. And one individual. And they're making it seem like it's some sort of romantic love story.
I love, isn't it? They're like, dear Anthony, it's so cute.
He's like, no. It's not
it's
you.
It's not you.
It's me.
I got commitment issues.
Bro.
I apologize for standing you up, but let me make it up for you. I'll be there not later than lunchtime tomorrow.
Yeah.
I know you have no reason to believe me after what I did to you. But wow. I promise. But I promise that if I don't make it on my own by lunchtime tomorrow, I will call you for a ride to assist me with my commitment issues. Thank you in advance. Tonight responds if you are patiently giving me another chance with us. He's flirting. I know I don't deserve it. P.S. You're beautiful. Kissy face.
They're fucking. He's fucking the whole police station. No, see.
And then he commented, here for our date, sweetheart. And he's at the door of the department.
Okay, okay.
So he did it.
So he finally showed up.
He showed up on time.
He finally worked on his commitment issues. See, if you took everything out of context and then you just read all the comments to me,
yeah.
I swear to God, there's nowhere in the world I would have thought
that this police is a conversation department.
Between the police department and a criminal. No way. No fucking way.
At least they have some kind of humor.
Yeah. Anthony's a good guy.
Anthony. I mean, he took a while.
Yeah, because he got commitment issues, okay?
Let's
not disregard that. But he's not a man of his words. But he's trying.
Anthony's trying. Yeah.
Because I don't feel like anybody else would like turn themselves in. You know what I mean? But the guy just had to tie some loose ends. He needed to take care of his baby mamas or something.
Take care of the kids.
Take care of the kids. Yeah.
They're good,
he's
like
a responsible father. He was being. He was being a responsible father. He had to make sure his kids, his baby
taking
mamas are set up,
of,
taking care of, the family is well fed before he turns himself
in.
So I respect Anthony for that. I'm not gonna lie. Kudos,
that was
Anthony.
Cute. Yeah. That was cute. The fact that he comments on like his own.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
His own posts. People trying to find him is hilarious to me.
The fact that
it.
They couldn't track him down.
The fact that you couldn't track. I don't feel safe for that.
Yeah.
I don't feel safe.
It's Facebook. Anybody can get tracked down.
Was it Facebook?
It was Facebook, I think, yeah. But it's such a full circle moment, and I love it. The fact that he finally turned himself in.
He finally turned himself in.
That's so sweet. Hopefully they go easy on him, you know? I don't want him to be in there for a long time.
He said months.
Anthony's a valuable member of society. They shouldn't do him like that. All right, Maji, I got something for us today.
What you got?
It starts off with somebody sharing their own experience, and then they lead into a question.
Okay.
All right, cool. So the first person went, it's on Reddit.
Yeah.
The first person went, man, my date booty called another dude in front of me mid-date last night and left. What's the worst thing you've experienced? So first of all, that's enough to break anybody's heart. A booty call.
At their same date.
Yeah. Mid-date.
Mid-date.
In the middle of their date, she's like, I'm sorry. You're just not doing it for me. I don't feel like any sexual tension.
That's hilarious to me.
I'm sorry, but like, shit.
That's rough.
That hurts, bro.
The whole night is ruined.
Yeah, it's fucked up. All right, and the question goes, what's the worst date you've experienced?
Mm-hmm.
First one says, she stole my cell phone and wallet from the table after dinner.
Bro, wait, from the table?
After dinner, she stole the phone.
The
and
phone
the wallet,
and
bro.
The wallet. She's not letting him have
bro,
anything.
She's trying to make sure he walks home. She's trying to make sure that his whole identity is lost. You know what I mean?
His whole identity is
his
lost.
It's gone.
If the police catch him dead now, there's no finding him.
If he got into like, or
yeah.
like a terrible, terrible car
yeah.
crash,
there's no finding him.
ID on you, bro.
There's no ID.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's giving broke bitch vibes.
I mean, to say the least.
To say the least, yeah. It just gets worse from there, man. Literally, it gradually just gets worse.
I love to hear Give me all the stories.
I was gonna save the best one for the last one, but yeah. I feel like now let's just get it out the way. Let's just get this one out the way.
Okay.
I feel like it's happened to me, but I'm not sure. It goes like this. I once went dancing with a date, and she went home with somebody she met at the club. Wow. That's enough to give anybody trust issues.
To be honest, I would do that. I'm so sorry about it.
I would.
So sorry about it.
In what world is that okay?
Okay, so if it's a first date and you take me to the club, you should have known where you went wrong to begin with.
Okay. If y'all went on a date first and then you clicked, you matched.
Yeah.
And then you went to the club and then you saw this hot ass guy.
I'm going to have to leave you. I'm so sorry about it.
Wow. What's going
to
be...
It's a first date. You took me to the club. What do you think is going to happen? You went wrong. That's why you don't do club dates.
Oh, after I just paid for your dinner and everything? After we just had a great time when you were telling me...
Just because you paid something for happening? My dinner doesn't mean I owe you nothing.
Let me explain the whole situation. After you just told me that you can see something happen, you think I might be the love of your life, you give me all of that talk.
Yeah, but then I met the love of my life.
It just takes some meat.
But then I met... The love of my life.
But you don't know that. You haven't even talked to this guy.
Well, I talked to him.
You just seen him and he looks good.
We went to the smoking aisle and then we talked. We found out this is my man.
Wow. That's what's up. Yeah.
Why are you acting like you wouldn't do the same? That's what's hilarious to me.
I would not do the same.
Yes, you would.
With my pride and dignity.
Actually, you probably with have my done pride the same. And you dignity, have done this.
I have done this, yeah. But,
see?
But not somebody that I have been on a date with. If I've been on a dinner date with you like before and then we went to the club, I only got eyes for you. Like no matter how tempting it is to go talk to somebody else, I will not disrespect you and I will not put my dignity to the floor like that. But if I come to the club, yeah. And let's say I come to the club early
let's
and
say
I start
you guys
dancing
went together.
With you. What do you mean if I were together?
Okay, so the date was at the club.
The date was at the club? Mm. First of all, that's not a date.
If there's clubs and like behind them, there's like a bar, you know? What if you guys were going to be like going to the bar and then you just went to the club afterwards?
No, still, if it was planned that we're supposed to meet up and it was supposed to be a date.
That sounds like
my,
a great
date, by
the way.
That's my date for the night. Like going to the bar and then going to the club?
Yeah, but if the club was also like a bar.
Yeah, that's like Hugo, the place that we usually go to. Yeah,
that would be like a great day place. I never thought of that.
I mean, that's awesome. Yeah, it could be. But the music is a bit loud, so you can't really get to talk to the person.
That's kind of true.
Yeah. If it's planned that I'm going to meet up with you, right?
Yes.
Even if it's at the club that we plan that we're going to meet up.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Then I'm not going to leave you. It's already planned that we're going to meet up. But sometimes you go to the club a bit too early and then you get your options open like from the moment you step in.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. If I go to the club and then somebody approaches me or approach somebody and it's like 11 o'clock, it's not a match yet. Then there's a big possibility that I might leave you and go with somebody else. A big possibility.
Wait, what?
I just met you. You're a stranger to me. I don't know you
That's
like that.
That's what I mean.
And it's not planned. It's not like we knew each other from before and we've been chatting here and there.
Oh, you mean... Oh, yeah. No, if you guys just met there, that's fine. But I'm saying like if you guys plan to meet there
no,
like
then
as
I
a
wouldn't,
date.
No, then I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No, I would feel shitty if I do that.
I feel like a lot of people would.
It depends on how attractive.
If it's a first date, I feel like it's valid.
It's really not though, bro.
I feel like it's kind of valid.
Bro.
What if it's a shitty date?
If you guys have already established there's no connection over here.
How do you establish that? Like, it's always like somebody that knows different.
The date, you can just tell by how the date is going. If one person is not feeling it,
yeah.
I feel like any sensible person would know that this person is not feeling it.
Some people don't.
If they don't get it, tell them, look, I'm going to go home with somebody else.
You're going to see it when
clear.
I do it.
see, that's the shady move. I cannot deal with that. That's the shady move.
It's a first date. I swear to God, I feel like it's valid. I feel like first date, it's okay. Second date, is questionable.
It's very questionable. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. But I think I have been in a situation like this.
That somebody left you?
That somebody left me, but it's not somebody I went on a date with. It's somebody I matched up with like early, and then they found somebody else, and then they went home with that person.
Matched?
Yeah, like I went to the club, and then we started talking, started dancing, and then, you know, girls be playing. I mean, you gotta, because I would do the same thing if I found somebody else who I thought was more attractive. I'm not gonna lie. So it's like, I get the game.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely get the game.
The game is the game.
Don't hate the player, hate the game. So, yeah, that's that. I feel like I have a story to tell, like regarding that. This was like 2 weeks ago. I think I told you about it.
You give me too many stories, bro. I don't even know what's what anymore.
You don't know what page we're on right now.
No.
Nah, like I went to the bar with a friend, a guy friend, right? And then some girl just came and started chatting. Like two girls, basically, it was two of them. And then they were like, "Do you want to come and sit with us?" We're like, "Shit, bet."
Oh yeah,
bet we want to come and see you. Hell yeah. Shit, she was banging too. So he had a girlfriend, the guy that I was there with, but like I'm single, so I gotta live it up. So we went and we sat with them, started chatting it up. She was older than me, okay? At first she seemed interested, but like when I told her my age, she started acting, she started playing hard, basically.
How old are we talking?
She was like 28, something like that.
It's not even that old.
I'm 23.
go ahead.
Yeah. Now, after she got to know my age, it's like she started playing hard to get. Okay. And so when we were sitting at the table, we started talking, you know, flirting. There was still like banter, but she was not trying to make it obvious that she finds me attractive. And then before her and her friend were about to leave, she just like pulled me to the side. She said some crazy ass shit. She was like, "You know what, I like it when guys are like on me. I think you should just try like a little bit harder." So that confirmed to me that she was interested. Right?
I like her game.
I was like, "I bet."
Say less.
She said that they left. And then they went and started talking to some other people.
Yeah.
I didn't take that as, like, anything personal to me because, like, I just told you, if we met at the club, it is what it is. It's a free-for-all.
But you're not going to chase her?
I didn't chase her. No.
She just told you, chase me.
She told me, chase me. Yeah. I did the opposite. I was also on my game. And plus, like, it was hella baddies in there.
I hate men like you.
It was hella baddies in there. What I'm not about to do is, like, I'm not about to play chase with nobody. I'm not about to play chase with nobody, okay?
No.
Shit. So we went out into the dance floor. We left the bar, went to the dance floor.
Yeah.
And then this girl that I had danced with like some weeks before, right? Hella attractive. She's more my type than the girl that came and chatted to me. I was like, I bet. So I got up with that girl. We started dancing, you know, we started, you know, doing shit on the dance floor. And then, like, towards the end of the night, the other girl that I talked to earlier, she saw what was happening. She saw that I was dancing with this girl, doing mad shit on the dance floor, yeah? And she was already paired up with a guy. I actually feel sorry for the guy explaining the situation. She was paired up with this guy, and she saw me, like, doing my shit with the girl that I was with, and she was texting me on Snapchat.
Yeah.
She was like, "What are you about to do after this?"
Yeah.
She was like,
"Did she come to collect her man?"
She came to collect me. She was like, what are you gonna do after this? Like, I was like, "I'm gonna go home." And then she was like, "Yeah, where are you gonna go?" I'm like, "I'm gonna go home." And then I was like, I was shocked that she still wasn't interested in me because like I had not shown her any interest from the previous
fact that
conversation.
You said interested.
Gotta keep it British in here, man.
Yeah.
So I got together with the girl that I was with, and then we just kept on dancing the whole night. And then even though she had a man, she was still like on my phone. She was like, "Yeah, I'm trying to like come home with you, blah, blah, blah." And I was shocked that she wanted to do that because I was not giving her no attention whatsoever. So at the end of the night, like I was slow with my replies, and then she left with the guy that she was already standing with. But if I had shown like any interest, I think she would have probably linked up with me.
Tried to slide to you.
Yeah, because the girl that I was dancing with,
yeah,
I was going to go until the last minute with her because she was like more my type. But she didn't, she just wanted to go home. She was like tired and shit like that. So I was like, I bet it is what it is. So long story short, I ended up going home by myself.
Wow, so you have a type.
I do have a type. My type is pretty girls, pretty woman.
No, but I thought your type would also be someone else. Anyways.
Anyways, yeah. Okay. See, that just spiraled out of nowhere. Anyways, let's...
I like that, though. Let's
continue.
A good story.
Let's continue with the thread. What's the worst date you've experienced? Okay.
I can't believe you didn't chase her, though. That's fucking crazy.
I don't chase, bro. The only thing I chase is a football. I'm a bad bitch. I only chase footballs, bitch. I'm a cunt. Shit.
Take that phone. Run.
On three separate occasions with three different women in different states, at the end of the second date, these young ladies apparently had a change of heart on their sexuality and came out to me as being a lesbian. It is for that reason some of my friends refer to me as Team Changer.
That's facts.
Bro.
That's facts. Your friends are legit.
Yo, he out here making women question the whole entire sexuality, bro. How dry do you gotta be? How dry do you gotta be?
You know what? I'm not even interested in your whole gender.
Your whole gender.
Your whole gender is just a no to me after this date. Wow. I love that.
See, that's something that will give me trauma for life. I might have to speak to a therapist before I go on to my next date. Because if it happens one more time, I'm losing it. I'm actually losing it.
It can't happen.
It can't happen.
It shouldn't happen more than once.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If it does, it's a bit weird still.
Four times? Then the problem is me.
Maybe it's something wrong with this type. Does he like, what is he like? Maybe he likes lesbian women. Maybe that's his type.
See, but the thing is, they didn't even know there was lesbian before they got on the date.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fox.
So it's not like they were probably dressing like tomboyish and he was into that style. He went, they were in dresses, right? And then on the date, they decide that they want to...
They were not fucking with his gender anymore. Yeah.
And they realized they don't want to put on dresses no more. They want to put on like pants. Because they try to be lesbian like that.
Lesbians don't wear dresses.
No, but you get what I mean. It's just like...
You just talking shit.
I'm just talking shit. But you get the point. They realize that, okay, nah. This right here.
Team Changer is a fact.
100%.
Yeah, that's his
they
name.
They nailed it. I was once making out with an older girl. In the midst of the action, she said she had to go to the bathroom and never came back. Later on, she messaged me saying she couldn't stop thinking about her ex whilst making out with me and had to leave, asked to go call him. Wow.
Mid-make-out session.
She was like, nah.
You know who does this better?
My ex. Oof. Why are you telling me that? Like, she went home. Why are you telling me that? You just could have been like,
she's just being
I
honest.
Got sick.
She's just being honest.
But I don't want to know. Keep your honesty to yourself. Because this is trauma.
That is trauma.
There's absolutely no reason for you to tell me that. There is no reason for you to tell me that. No reason.
You don't
want to
know the truth?
I don't want to know the truth. Lie to me if you
have
to.
Lie to me, facts.
Lie to me in my face if you have to. What the fuck? All right, cool. This one is a big red flag. What's the worst thing you've experienced on a date?
Mm-hmm.
This one says, it was a Tinder date. We went for lunch. She was so boring. Gave one word answers to most questions. Oof. Finally, nail in the coffin was when she asked me what I did for a living. And I told her and explained, I'm a manufacturing engineer working for a large car company. Just after this, I went to the...
I make money.
Shut up. Yeah. That's what he said. He said, I make money. Shut up. Just after this, I went to the toilet. On the way back to my seat, I noticed she was midway through Googling how much manufacturing engineers make a year. She went to work.
Facts. Facts.
She trying to secure that bag, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
She's trying to have money.
100%.
She's trying to build a family. What are you on about? Yeah. She's not about to play your game.
Nah.
Facts.
Yeah. She's trying to figure out, is it worth it? Is it worth me staying on this date?
Or should I go home?
Period. The guy said, I finished my lunch, then excused myself to the toilet again. But I just walked out and left. Haven't got time for people like that.
He saw
that she was... At least wait until you go home before you can search up like my net worth.
I need to know how to act on this day, you know what I mean? Yeah. I need to know how I'm gonna
act on
this day.
Fair enough. Because at first she was not even giving him like attention.
Yeah, she was giving short answers. And then he left her.
And then he
crazy.
Bro, how like can you
how is like, he even seeing her phone? He rocked up with like I don't know what she was searching on. How is he seeing your phone when you're searching shit like this?
I mean, he was probably behind her or something like that. She was definitely not discreet.
Oh, if he came like this and just waited,
midway searching like how much I make.
Oh, that's crazy.
She couldn't even wait until she got home. And my question is, obviously she wasn't attracted to him physically at first. Obviously she was not attracted to him. You know what I mean? But when she, I feel like her behavior would have changed, like now that she knows how much he's making.
Mm-hmm.
If he came back, the date would have probably continued like in a good way.
Yeah, that's right? Literally what I said. Yeah.
But the thing is, she's obviously not attracted to him because if she was, she would have been on her best behavior from the get-go.
On her best behavior.
She would have been on her best behavior because one word answers, that's not your best behavior.
No.
So can you actually do that just because you figure out that he's making a lot of money? Can you make yourself like somebody?
Yes.
Wow. Your gender is trouble.
Is that?
It's trouble. Because I couldn't... I just couldn't. Like, if I'm not attracted to you at first, there's nothing I can hear about you. Like, who you're... If I went on a date with you, for example, and they told me your dad is like a billionaire, if I'm not already physically attracted to you, that me hearing that is not going to make me feel that attraction. It's not going to change the million dollar sharing. Nah, fam.
Well, that's you, man. That's crazy.
Nah, I just don't feel like I'll be able to make that switch from giving you one word answers, right, to now talking to you and actually having a conversation. I feel like nah, you're
the
gonna
conversation is going to lead like this. So what are you planning to do with that money?
Very
are you planning on dying soon? Should I write me a will, you know?
Write me a check real quick.
that's the conversation.
Yeah. No, I couldn't.
No, I'm joking, obviously, but am I even? Money's attractive. I don't know what you're on about. Money makes everybody attractive. You've been saying this. I don't know why you're changing up now.
There has to be a certain level of attractiveness.
You said Leonardo DiCaprio makes money, and that's why they were attracted to him.
But he's also Leonardo DiCaprio.
Facts.
He also has power. Facts. He got connection, he got contacts.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, like, for me, there has to be... Obviously, I could turn a blind eye to what you look like, but but you can't look too tapped.
I mean, obviously, if you looked at Tav, she wouldn't be on a date to begin with. This was a Tinder date, so she knew what we looked like.
Nah, but I'm just saying from my perspective.
Yeah.
I might be able to turn a blind eye and just like, after I know that you have money and then be nice.
Yeah, but that's what I meant.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about her no more. I'm talking about me. Yes, I will be able to do that. But if you're too tap, then no.
What's too tap? You know what?
Yes, let's actually go there. No, let's actually
not.
Go there.
If that's
you're,
not.
If you're like a
ain't
two.
Nobody cares about your too tap too. Ain't nobody cares about that, okay?
Nah, shit. Basically, yeah. What is too tap? You know too tap when you see one. I'm just gonna.
Oh wow! Wow!
Okay. I'm just gonna. You know, I'm just gonna keep it there.
Let's leave it there.
I hope this conversation doesn't come back to bite me in the ass.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to Omar's shirt. Do you guys like this shirt or not?
If you're not watching, if you're listening on the audio podcasting platforms,
yeah,
go on YouTube and tell me what's up.
Do tell we like the shirt or not? Rate it from 1 to 10.
If you can't see it, it's SpongeBob and Mr. Krabs.
I think that's lit. I think that's really cute.
It's cute. All right, my G. Let's get into the final section of this episode. You already know what time it is.
Confessions.
That's
dilemma.
That's what's up. I, 52, female. Husband, 62, male, is having an affair. I, 52, female, with my husband, who was 64 years old, is having an affair. But to be fair, it is partially my fault.
Oh.
Or is it? We have been married for more than 30 years. However, for much more than the past 10 years, we have been sleeping in separate areas of the house and barely speaking. He tried several times to approach me for intimacy. Each time I declined. The last time I declined, maybe 4 years ago, he asked me what I thought was going to happen. And I told him, I don't care. And to do what you want. Do what you want. Hey, do what you want.
She's going to regret that later.
She already seems like she's regretting it.
Yeah.
Well, a little over a year ago, his best friend passed away. And over the course of his grieving and checking on his best friend's widow during her grieving, they began sharing stories about her husband, his best friend.
Oh, he's going to fuck her?
Closer and closer and closer. I don't know how far in, but they fell in love.
No way.
Mind you, they were talking on average of 10 hours a day. That's a whole working day.
They cannot.
How do you talk to somebody 10 hours a day, bro?
10 hours a day?
Bro.
Where's your wife when all this happening? Yeah, they
don't
even
work?
Talk.
Are you jobless? Are you jobless? yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Is he not in Panghu?
No, he's not old. I mean, he's 64.
He's not. That nigga old.
I think pension is 65.
In Sweden,
he probably
yeah.
took it earlier.
In France is 62.
Okay. Yeah. That's why. He's a pensioner. He got
he
time.
He got nothing but time.
He only looking for love.
He got time.
That's
to
all
cheat.
He's living for. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. I'm talking 10 hours a day, but still, don't you got any hobbies? I'm just trying to make it make sense in my mind. It's not making sense.
He's in love.
He's in love. She's in. They're both in love. Wow.
Gross.
I miss that. Eventually I aggressively
I said gross and he's like, I miss that.
Yeah, that just shows like
personality differences.
Yeah, huge personality differences, bro. I'm a hopeless romantic and you just like
yuck.
What's that?
Yuck.
Kind of like Wednesday. Cool. Yeah, kinda miss that, not gonna lie. All right, eventually I aggressively confronted him and asked if he loves her. He said yes.
With chess.
I was like, I love her.
Oof. She
even
my number
though
one.
He said yes. Since then, he and I have been talking a lot more, and he has even moved back to our marital bed upstairs. But he has, in no uncertain terms, told me that he's not leaving her, even though it's a long-distance relationship. So yeah, I guess they were talking over the phone. P.S. She did fly here and they stayed together for 4 days before I actually knew for sure this was happening. They wanted to make sure what they were feeling was real. Obviously, it is. At this point, he has assured me that he's not leaving me and she doesn't want to steal him from me. But they do continue to talk most days and they want to see each other a couple of times a year. I don't know what the answer is here. I suppose he's trying to do the right thing, but I'm still having trouble accepting it. Any advice, suggestions, or guidance would be appreciated.
Where is he trying to do the right thing? I'm so confused. What is she even talking about?
By not leaving her and go stay with her. But what I'm saying is, yeah, she fucked up. And she needs to accept responsibility that she fucked up.
That's what you're going to say?
That's what I'm taking out of this. 10 years. During the final 10 years before this happened.
Yeah.
He would try to make moves at her. And then she would, she even said, you can do what you want to do. And now that he got bitches.
You gotta call old ladies bitches.
No, but you know what I mean. I don't mean it in no demeaning way.
I know.
But now that he got somebody that's showing interest, now she wants to be interested. Now you just gotta accept your L and move on. That's how I say it.
I feel like she should get a side. The side old man too.
No, you know what I think they should do? Just divorce.
No, it's too late call to divorce. Call it ends. It's literally too late to divorce.
I mean, but he already got somebody on the line. He already got somebody that probably wants to get married to him.
But no, she doesn't. She said she doesn't want to steal him from his wife.
Yeah, she doesn't want to steal him. But if he was supposed to leave her, I don't think she would be against that.
She said she doesn't want them to divorce. She's okay being the side chick.
Yeah. All right, okay. Make her your main, but y'all don't have to get married. That's how I see it. I just don't think that what they had in the first place was stable. You know what I mean?
10 years, you guys were living like siblings, to be honest.
Yeah, for 10 years. That's a long ass time.
They said they don't even talk, bro.
Most days, they don't.
Sleep in different beds, different rooms.
See what I'm talking about?
What's going on?
That's not a marriage. That's just you living with me so we can pay the rent.
Why don't you divorce?
That's what I'm saying.
They should have divorced 10 years ago before the affair.
A long time ago. That's why I'm saying she fucked up.
She did fuck up.
She 100% fucked up.
Yeah.
And how do you make up for that? I don't know. Right now, it's already too late. That's how I see it. It's already too late to make up for that.
I feel like at this point, yeah, she should leave.
Yeah.
Put your foot down. Because you've been putting your foot down on the wrong things. You should be putting your foot down right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what I'm pissed about is, like, why did you have to wait until, like, another woman stepped into the picture before you realized that you wanted what we have to last?
Well, that's, like, a human thing. Like when you're children, you know? When you're a child, even though you put your toy down, and if another kid comes to play with it, it's a problem.
It's a big problem.
Leave my toy alone. I'm saving it for later.
Yes. Exactly that.
That's what is happening.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
You don't want something, or you don't see the value in something until somebody else has it.
Facts.
You know one thing I realized?
Yeah.
Like, now it doesn't happen as often no more, but like when I was younger, my siblings' food tasted like
so much better. So much better.
When it's mine and I bought it, it doesn't taste good, but when it's somebody else's,
yeah.
Oh my God, the flavor.
The flavor. That is so true.
Oh my God, the taste. It doesn't taste anything like what I had in my hands.
No, mine is literally the same. But I used to not steal. I didn't steal from my sister because
she didn't play that.
My sister did not play that. But in Ethiopia, you have this gusha thing. You know what it is. Like, it's like when you feed another person next to you. It's a show of love or whatever. So I tasted my sister's gusha a couple of times. I'm like, that shit delicious. I don't want my plate. My plate don't taste like that.
It don't.
Give me yours. Feed me.
Yeah.
Feed me.
Even if it's exactly the same shit.
It does.
Made by the same person. It still does not taste the same, bro.
It tastes so different.
Somebody needs to make that make sense.
Scientists need to get on this.
Yeah.
Because it's not. It doesn't make any sense.
Some research. Some research needs to be done for sure.
Yeah.
And that kind of happens as well, like in relationships.
What do you mean?
You kind of like start losing the value. You don't see the value in the person no more.
Yeah.
Until somebody else swoops in.
Puts it on a plate.
Makes it look delicious. That's when you're like, oh.
Oh. That's what you're supposed to do with that.
Somebody else actually wants you. Okay.
Crazy.
Shit. I thought you were done for. That's something.
You know what's crazy? What's the craziest part about this though?
Mm.
That's his friend's
best friend.
That's his best friend's
wife.
Yeah. That he fucking when his best friend died.
Mm. Is that against the bro code? I mean, he did.
Are you kidding me?
When I'm dead, I swear to God, it doesn't matter. When I'm dead, I'm gone.
You want your best friend, you be okay with your best friend getting together with your wife?
As long as they wasn't doing anything shady before I died. But after my death,
your kids.
They bonded.
They call him Papa now.
I mean, if
they call him Father now.
If I didn't want... No, wait. If my best friend isn't like a good role model and somebody that I would want to bring around my kids, then that's a problem. Like, I would want to think that my best friend could be like a good role model. Mm. So if I'm not there, if they don't actually get married to my wife, they can be like there for my kids and like be a good role model. You know what I mean?
No, they call him father. They got together.
I wouldn't be too against that. If I'm completely being honest with you.
When you're out there, you wouldn't hate that?
I'm dead, bro.
Okay, but you're dead, but you like somewhere you can hear it, okay? So every night she tells him, oh, you're so much better than my
husband. That would piss me off. That would actually piss me off. You don't gotta... Don't disrespect my name, you know? Y'all get together and bond over me. Bond over the love that you have for me. But like, no, you cannot love him more than you love me. But I wouldn't... To be honest, if I'm alive, like, and I break up with somebody, obviously my guys cannot get anywhere close to that. But when I'm dead and then somebody wants to get married to my wife and it happens to be my best friend, just like I'm telling you, if it's not like they had anything
before
shady
you died.
Going on,
yeah,
then it's like if something organically developed, y'all started talking stories about me and then somehow y'all realize, oh shit, you know, there might actually be something here. I wouldn't be too against it, would you?
I will be against it.
You guys comment, bro.
Shut up. You guys comment in the comment section. What would you guys do? If your best friend, would you be okay with you dying and your best friend marrying your then wife or husband? Here's the thing. Yeah, I read a story.
Away as well.
My best friend cannot date my life partner after I die. That's impossible. Impossible, because I will always think I'm dead. I can't think, but if I say if I say I'm thinking, I would always think that y'all niggas had something before I was dead.
Yeah,
I was just on the way.
On the way.
Now I want like an autopsy. This bitch killed me, so they can end up together. I need an autopsy. No, I wouldn't trust that. That would make me very upset.
That's what I'm saying.
If he
knew nothing happened when you were alive, then it's like calm. But also one thing I want
to
mention.
Each other from the beginning.
No, but
from the beginning.
Sometimes you don't know you're attracted to somebody until you actually start talking with them.
Why are you talking with them? Your relationship with them is over.
No, but I'm something they have in common, so they can talk to each other about me at first because they're both grieving. Obviously, they both care.
Why
y'all
gotta fuck about me? That's the question. Why y'all gotta fuck about me? That has nothing to do about me.
One thing I want to say about that, yeah?
Yeah.
It can happen. I'll be cool with it. But not like right after I die. Give it some time.
Give it some air.
Give it at least 2 or 3 years.
Let me like decay, you know?
Yes. Grieve me properly. Right?
Be sad.
First. If you gotta be depressed, okay? Be there for my kids. At that point, you should not even be thinking about love. Support the kids, right? Do all of that.
Yeah.
If time passes 2 years, 3 years, and then y'all start talking, I don't see a reason why we'd start talking after such a long time. But if that happens and y'all start talking and then y'all kick it off, it's calm. But like right after I die, they haven't even buried me yet, and you guys already exploring a potential relationship.
They're doing it.
Then it's an issue. Then y'all have definitely been. Yes, one of y'all probably killed me.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
That I need an autopsy. I need an autopsy, and I need it fast.
Mm, you're already dead though, so I don't know how you're gonna. I don't know how you're gonna ask for an autopsy, but yeah.
If anything like that ever happens, do me an autopsy real quick.
100%.
Somebody decide.
100%. No, yeah, if I was in a situation like that, like you, my best friend,
yeah,
you died, then I saw your partner get dating together with your best friend.
Yeah.
Oh, the police are getting involved. We about to do some investigation because it's not making sense. 1 + 1 = 2.
It's
up. 4. No, it's not.
That's exactly what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense. But you guys leave in the comment section what you guys think. And you know what happened?
Oh.
there was this wife and husband, right? They had like kids. They were living together, very happy.
Yeah.
And then the husband died. But before he died, they had like said like, oh, this is my grave and you're going to be like also buried right next to me. So they bought two graves next to each other. Mm. So the husband dies before, yeah. The husband dies, then he gets buried there and then the other grave is like open for her.
Mm.
She gets remarried.
Hmm.
She gets remarried, yeah? Lives together with that man, la la la. And then when her and her new husband now died, they got buried together on another corner. They got buried together in another corner. Wow. Now this nigga dead, alone. He didn't got nobody right next to him no more.
The betrayal.
It was just empty.
Wow.
Imagine.
The betrayal. That's why in this life, yeah, you can't come and stress yourself. You came into this world alone. You're going to die alone.
You're going
to
die
alone. If you have that mindset, I swear to God, you'll be at peace every day of your life. Because that's betrayal.
That's... What was she supposed to do, though? Because obviously she was going to remarry.
Obviously.
But like getting buried, I mean, like why depends. Can't he? Why can't she get buried here and then the other husband can be on the
yeah,
side?
Yeah, like a threesome.
Yeah, something. You know what I mean?
That would have been more fair to both of them.
Both of them.
And they could have shared her up in heaven.
Yeah. Left him, yeah. Bro. They planned this together.
No, but it depends. Like you don't gotta be so stupid that you plan your graves when y'all are like 30. You know what I mean? I feel like in that case, they planned it like
no, they
way
didn't plan
toward...
it when they were 30, though. They, I think they were old or something, but she got remarried.
She got remarried, but she... All right, you know what? Yeah, fuck it. It is what it is. You can get remarried at any age, I guess.
You're going to be ages now? Wow.
And I just feel like at some age, you just got to be ready to like...
Die alone.
At some age, if your partner dies, it's like, yeah, I'm going to just be here for the grandkids. That's how I see it. There's no point in... Why?
They got human needs, too.
What do you mean? You're 70.
He's not even that old.
You're 70,
you
grandma.
You just retired.
Live for the kids. Connect with God. At that age, that's all you should be thinking about. I don't know. If I was 70
They're
and my partner...
Too.
If I was 70 and my partner died, I wouldn't be looking for love. Shit, why would I be looking for love? I probably have 2 years left on this earth. It's like, no, no, you know what, no. But hey,
oh,
I'm open for a conversation. Like, if you want to, if we have some 70-year-old listeners that want to make me see their point of view, I mean, you're free to do that, but that's
that
just how
so
I see
cute
it.
If we have a 70-year-old
yeah,
listener,
that would be,
that would be so cute.
Yeah,
they wouldn't stand us, to be
nah,
honest.
Not for 2 seconds. With all Kiki Kaka, nobody's gonna be here for that shit. Once again, thank you for listening. Thank you for
watching,
for your engagement. Thank you for watching. If you're watching, you know.
Yeah.
If you're not watching, start watching. We need the views on YouTube to
up
a little bit. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because I don't be putting on, you know,
SpongeBob
beautiful shirts like this.
Yeah.
She said my shirt looks like it's on LSD. Like,
it's fact.
I don't be putting on shirts like this to not get any views, you know what I mean? So make sure you start streaming on YouTube as well.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So that's about it, you guys. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices?
And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.